Welcome back to Fritz and Friends. I'm Cheryl Fritz along with Desi Simmons coming to you on 1320 WILS and streaming live on 1320WILS.com. Well, it's the final game in the Stanley Cup, so of course I had to go out to my friend Brad Curtis, who is technical supervisor with NBC Sports in the broadcast booth, who's in Vancouver. Good evening, Brad. How are you?
I'm fine, Cheryl. How are you?
I know you're operating on little or no sleep, literally. The schedule is incredible, back and forth from Boston to Vancouver, never quite knowing where you're going next or if you're going next. And then you get there and then you're setting up.
Yeah. It's been, I think somebody added up the numbers and we've done 13,000 miles in like 5 days, something like that. But it'll all be over and done tonight. Somebody's going to raise a cup over their head tonight, one way or another.
Well, tell us what this series has been like for you. Again, flying back and forth, Boston to Vancouver. What is it, about a 2,500 mile trip?
Something like that. I haven't, I haven't actually looked at the exact mileage. Because it hasn't gotten into my frequent flyer account yet, to be truthful. But it's been fairly grueling the last several games, since they're only 2 days apart. You basically, for example, two nights ago we were in Boston and we did that show and got out of the arena at about 2 a.m. or so. Back to the hotel at 3, up at 4 to head for the airport to catch a 6 a.m. flight all the way here, to come back in here yesterday and reset this arena for the game tonight. So, yeah, it's been fairly grueling, but, you know, that's what we sign up for. We've come to expect it.
Well, and when we talked before, you talked about them trucking the equipment, the sets back and forth. Did they do that in this instance as well?
No, in this instance, we have two complete different sets of trucks and sets. We have a set in place in Boston and a set in place in Vancouver. And then we're basically just jumping back and forth between the two cities. And there's a little bit of resetting cameras and whatnot, but for the most part, we're set up in both locations.
And what are you seeing and sensing when you were in Boston and Boston was winning? The audience, the folks in the crowd, it became quite electric.
Yes, it did. And I've got to say, though, the difference between Boston and here, you know, Boston has won several Stanley Cups over the years, and they've had a lot of winning teams in the garden there. So the Boston people are kind of used to that. You know, after their wins in Boston, they pretty much all went home. Here in Canada, I mean, this is Canada's Super Bowl, okay? And for the first time in quite some time, they have one of their teams in it. So this town has been going crazy. I mean, right now, we're several hours prior to game, and there are thousands of people surrounding the arena already. They're shutting down the streets downtown. They have stopped liquor sales at 5 p.m. this afternoon. And these people in Vancouver are just fired up. I saw on the local television a report that the local residents were more excited about the Stanley Cup being here than they were for the Olympics being here last year.
Well, which is an amazing statement, isn't it?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, especially considering the Olympics. It's like deja vu for me because I did hockey during the Olympics, so I did like 59 games in this building last year.
Well, and that's what I was just going to mention, and you've told me that you love the city of Vancouver. I mean, you have said you're not big on cities, but that's one that you really love.
Yeah, it certainly is. If I were required to live in a big market, boy, this is the place I would like to live. I mean, you're basically on the ocean. In the winters, it's pretty moderate temperatures, so you have the ocean, and then if you drive 45 minutes east, you're into the mountains and you can go skiing.
You posted something interesting on Facebook the other day about, you know, because you're with NBC Sports and covering sports all the time, whether it be hockey or football, you see a lot of anthems being played. You made mention of Vancouver really knowing how to do an anthem.
Well, basically what I was impressed by was the crowd singing. Basically, their anthem singer walks out and sings about the first three or four words of the Canadian anthem, and then he just like lets the crowd take it from there. And those people are just belting out their anthem. With us in America, that's not to say that we don't do it too. I mean, everybody in America sings the anthem before every sporting event. But I was just pretty much blown away by the volume and intensity of which every single person in this arena was just belting out their national anthem. I mean, it was very obvious that they were proud of it, and it was actually kind of impressive, even for an old jaded, you know, sports guy like me
who listens to him every night. To be kind of moved by it, impressed by it is a great thing. What do you expect tonight? You said the Boston folks kind of went home. Of course, they hadn't won at that point, and nobody has at this point. What would you expect in Vancouver tonight? Should Vancouver win?
Sheer pandemonium. I expect to. If Vancouver wins, I may not make my 8 o'clock. Flight home out of the airport because we may not be able to get out of the arena. In the past games, there have been, after the game is over, thousands of people still standing around the arena and cheering and singing. I do have to say one thing, however, with regards to the Canadians, they are the most polite people on the planet. We don't anticipate any riots or any violence or anything like that. They very calmly just stand outside the arena and sing. And there is, you know, when I say pandemonium, that's the pandemonium for the Canadians seems to be standing out around the arena singing rather than throwing bottles or anything like that.
And lighting,
very well be.
Lighting couches on fire. That we save that for here, apparently.
Yeah, for East Lansing, yes. They're very, very well behaved and very nice, you know, very nice, kind people. I mean, they have that reputation, and sometimes you think it's a joke, but it really isn't, you know.
Well, and we have heard that before. Go ahead.
Mm-hmm. Well, when I was here in Vancouver after about, you know, being here for about 17 days, I was just looking around for somebody to yell at me, you know, so I felt more at home.
So it could be when the city is locked down, it's simply because of a pure elated celebration that may delay you in Vancouver for a little bit longer.
Right, exactly. And like I say, they've closed down the streets partially because they don't want a lot of, you know, traffic down here. They want the crowd. They know they're going to have a huge, massive crowd. And, you know, they want the people to be able to move freely around the arena and whatnot. It's more for traffic and safety than it is for, you know, any kind of like big security thing.
Do they have screens and so forth set up outside for the crowd? Are you aware of that?
Yes, they do. They have viewing areas for the public in various places throughout the city of Vancouver.
What is the capacity at the stadium? Do you happen to know offhand? I'm just curious.
Not exactly offhand, but it's right in the area of probably 18,000.
Wow! So, and packed to the rafters without a doubt.
Oh yeah, it's standing room only. They will pack as many people in here tonight as they possibly can.
Now I know you're busy during the games, doing all of the technical things that you do for NBC Sports. But have you had a chance to watch the teams? Do you have any predictions tonight?
Oh sure, I have. I've watched every one of the games because you know we have the studio has the best seat in the house for the playoffs. We're up in a luxury suite. So when they shoot the announcer, the icer is in the background. As far as prediction, nobody knows. Any you know, sports prognosticator you hear, they don't know. It's too close to call. It's too tight. These teams are extremely evenly matched. I mean, just look at the way it's played out. This has been a home series. Every game, every team has won in their home arena. I mean, that kind of bodes well for Canada tonight, but in the final game, you know, the gloves are off. There's no telling. It could go either way.
Well, Brad, as always, I appreciate you giving us a little inside look at what's going on. It's tough to be you, and like you always say, let's drop the puck. Let's play some hockey.
Yeah, exactly. This is the worst point in time of our day when we're ready to go, everybody's ready to go, and we're standing around basically waiting for him to drop the puck.
Well, I appreciate your time this evening. Have a ball at the game tonight. We'll be watching. Thank you so much, and travel safe.
Okay. Talk to you later.
Thank you so much. Brad Curtis, who is technical supervisor for NBC Sports up in the broadcast booth, will be back with more Fritz and Friends on 1320 WILS after this.